You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. WK Kellogg Auditorium, near Battle Creek Central High School, has a secret. It's hidden beneath the floorboards of the stage. It's in the ceiling and in the walls. It's everywhere, but you've likely never seen it. It's one of the last unaltered pipe organs built by Ernest M. Skinner, considered to be one of the greatest organ makers in American history.
And it's a little like having the last unaltered Stradivarius sitting in your town and not knowing it's there.
That's Brooks Grandier. He's a fellow of the American Guild of Organists.
He represents that sort of pinnacle of musical achievement that's hardly been equaled since.
W.K. Kellogg himself commissioned the organ for the auditorium. He and his wife, organist Carrie Staines, had two much smaller Skinner organs, one for their home in California and another for their house on Gull Lake. For the large organ in the auditorium, Kellogg shelled out a whopping $30,000. According to Western Michigan University Economics Department Chair Donald Meyer, that would be about $1.5 million today.
It was now the Depression, and the easy money of the 20s was over. And pipe organs not being the luxury, not being the necessity they were, but now becoming something of luxury, the residence market had completely dried up. And even the church and concert hall market was pretty thin in the early 30s. So here came the prospect of a large instrument to Aioli and Skinner, and they weren't going to let it go by. They told Skinner to knock himself out.
As a result, Grandier says the pipe organ in Kellogg Auditorium is a Cadillac of its kind in a lot of ways. It has more than 4,600 pipes, the tallest of which is about 32 feet high. It also has 56 stops. Just to compare, St. Thomas Episcopal Church in Battle Creek has a Skinner organ. It has a little over 1,000 pipes and just 14 stops.
The knobs or other controls on a console are there to allow you to bring on or take off ranks of pipes at will. Otherwise, you're playing them all the time. So you can pull out all the stops, as the phrase goes, and make it all pretty loud, or you can reduce it down to an almost inaudible whisper.
The stops also act like presets to make the organ sound a certain way. There are stops like French horn, tremolo, and ophicleide, a brass instrument similar to a tuba. Grandier says it's an orchestral organ, and when you hear it, it's hard to believe that all that sound is coming from just one instrument. W.K. Kellogg also bought organs for St. Thomas Episcopal Church and St. Philip Catholic Church in Battle Creek, though they're not nearly as grand as the one in Kellogg Auditorium. For all its charms, Grandier says many people in West Michigan don't know the organ is there.
Many people have absolutely no idea what's behind those grills. They think they're purely decorative or that there's loudspeakers or something behind them. The organ console itself is covered most of the time by the stage pit extension and has to be laboriously uncovered to make it available.
Even Andrew Banning, an employee with Battle Creek Public Schools, was surprised to see the massive pipes tucked away in various rooms around the auditorium.
And I didn't even know a lot of this stuff that I'm seeing today existed.
Yeah, and you work here.
And I work in the district.
Oh, you work here.
10 years in the district.
All of the rooms that hold the organ are under lock and key. One of them can only be reached by making a vertical climb up a tall metal ladder.
My guess is that the grills were the last thing that went on.
Sure,
and they were probably hoisted up here,
right,
into place.
Sense.
If you look here, Rebecca, some big pedal stops here.
Grandier says, overall, the organ is in good shape, but it still needs some work.
It does need further restoration, for sure. Some of the leather parts in it are still original, 1933, which is a testament to the kind of material Skinner used.
Grandier says the organ is only dusted off about 6 times a year, but it longs to be played. You can see pictures of the E.M. Skinner pipe organ at the W.K. Kellogg Auditorium in Battle Creek on our website. This story was a collaborative project with WMUK's Kara Lawrence. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.